ನಾನು ರಾಣಿ ದುಃಖಿತ ಮಾನ್ ಪೆಟ್ರಿಷಾ ಪಿ ಟಿ ಆರ್ ಐ ಸಿ ಐ ಸ್ಟೇಡಿಯಂ ಎಸ್ ಟಿ ಐ ಡಿ ಎಚ್ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಸಿನಾನ್ 18th of January ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಫಾಲೋ ಅಪ್ ಆನ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಶಿ ಡಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಟಿನ್ಸ್ ಶಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಏಕ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೇನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೇನ್ ಇನ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ರೈಟ್ ಜಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ರಿವ್ಯೂ ಆಫ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿ ಮೆಡಿಕೇಶನ್ ರಿವ್ಯೂ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ On examination, she is alert, oriented, not in distress, her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no pharyngeal, no carotid bulb. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no wrong pain, no crackles, good inventory. Serious as soon as to audible, regular, no mumbles, no CVD. Abdomen is soft, no tender bulbs, the positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Pulses, palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. Musculoskeletal examination was done. All joints have normal movements, no swelling, no erythema, no limitations except for left wrist joint. It's slightly swollen, but no signs of inflammation. She does have mild limitation of movements with pain on extreme extension flexion at the wrist joint. Focal neurological examination is completely unremarkable. Assessment in plan number one, complete physical. Number two is hyperlipidemia. Number three is GERD. Number four is left wrist pain. The patient cannot take statins because of the pain. At this point, because of the pain, I'm going to order left wrist x-ray, which was done and reviewed with the patient. She does have mild arthritis changes. She will take anti-inflammatory with food. And she should be careful because of symptoms occurred. She should stay on a good healthy diet, low fat, low carb, low salt, exercise, and follow up as needed. Next patient is Geraldine, G-E-R-A-L-D-I-N-E, Thylet, U-I-L-E-R, seen on 18th of January with concerns of having extreme fatigue, weakness, difficulty in sleeping. She does have symptoms of sinus congestion, anxiety, and pain in the right heel area. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She feels a little bit anxious. She's very stressed out because of her personal problems. She has to help out her sister and her daughter, and she's getting tired. Her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no pharyngeal, no carotid buoy, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good airway, serious as soon as to audible, regular, no mumbles, no CVD, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender bulbs on the positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, her right heel was examined. She does have a little bit of swelling and doesn't look like any spur though. Assessment and plan number one, insomnia. Number two is fatigue, lethargic. Number three is right heel pain. Number four is anxiety. Number five is sinusitis. The patient will be given a amoxicillin. She will continue using Ambien. She needs to watch her diet, get proper rest and hydration. She needs to sleep well, spend some time on herself. And follow up as needed. She's up to date with all her screenings. Next patient is Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, seen on 18th of January with left lower extremity swollen, and it's tender as well. The patient does have some bruises and feels like it's a little bit tender. She does have history of hyperlipidemia as well. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medication reviewed on examination. Patient is alert, oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, As he has no throat, no malfunctions, and large no dharmagali, no growth, the lung, the clear to ask, no vis, no wrong kind of heckles. Good event, severe assessments to audible regular, no mumbles, no GVD, abdomen is soft, no tentacles, no positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Pulses palpable, warm extremities, and this left lower extremity was examined slightly swollen with a few areas of slight bruise and slight tender touch. No signs of any cellulitis or any acute tenderness assessment and plan number one. Left lower extremity is swelling with bruises and slightly tender. Number two is questionable muscle strain. Number three is diabetes. Number four is hypertension. Number five is hyperlipidemia. And this point patient will get ultrasound on left lower extremity, start taking aspirin, and follow up as needed. Everything was explained to patient in detail. All his questions were answered to his satisfaction. Next patient is Ryan, stage RYANSTADE, seen on 18th of January for a follow up on ADDH, anxiety, depression, and he needs his medication. He is doing fine. Having no acute problems on examination, vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, no throat, normal lungs are clear to auscultate, no vis, no ronchi, serious assessment to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema assessment, and plan number one, ADD is number two, is anxiety, depression. He will continue using all his medications. Those are prescribed side effects were explained to him and follow up as needed. Next patient is Lloyd Brady, LLOYDBRADY. Seen on 18th of January, with complaints of having backache, muscle sprain, depression, anxiety. On examination, vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, no throat, normal lungs are clear to auscultate, no vis, no ronchi, serious assessment to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, back was examined, doesn't have any rash, any acute tenderness, or no swelling. Mild limitation of movements, deflection of lumbar spine, assessment and plan number one, backache with muscle sprain. At this point, I'm going to continue him on flexural, Vicodin, and Celexa. Number two is depression, anxiety. Everything was explained to him in detail. All his questions were answered with satisfaction. If the symptoms change, he needs to go to ER or call office. Next patient is Christine Davis, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. D-I-N, D-A-V-I-S, in on 17th of January, complained of having dizziness, no other problems at all. On examination, vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, no throat, normal lungs are clear to auscultate, no vis, no ronchi, serious assessment to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, neurological examination, normal assessment and plan number one, occasional dizziness, which is much better. I'm going to start or on doxycycline, and we also discussed about doing a CT scan of the head when the patient wants to breathe. She will be given antivert as needed, follow up if the dizziness doesn't get better. Next patient is Robin Arnold, RUBINARNOLD, seen on 18th of January for a follow up on medications, anxiety, and extreme pain in right lower extremity with above knee amputation. She continues to smoke. On examination, vitals are slightly elevated, blood pressure, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils, and large, no dharmakali, no carotid, no lungs are clear to auscultate, no vis, no ronchi, serious assessment to audible, abdomen soft. His left lower extremity has no edema. Right lower extremity has above knee amputation. Assessment and plan number one, follow up on medications for chronic pain. Number two is chronic anxiety. Number three is nicotine addiction. Number four is above knee amputation of the right lower extremity. Medications were given to her. INR was done, which was therapeutic. She will follow up as needed. Emphasis was made on a healthy diet and stopping smoke, nicotine addiction. next edition is Charles Collins, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, you know, Nathan took the envelope for a follow-up from ER where he was admitted with diabetic ketoacidosis. On examination, his vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils, and large, no pterometelli, no keratopoie, lungs are clear to auscultate, no ears, no ronchi, no crackles, good inventory, serious as soon as to audible, abdomen soft, non-tender pulse on the positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, central condition of the skin is normal, he does have mild edema in the oral mucosa with red tongue assessment and planned abdomen status post-ER follow-up. With diabetic ketoacidosis, number 2 is coronary heart disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, number 3 is oral thrush. This point detailed discussion was done. Patient needs to watch his diet carefully with low carb, low fat, low salt, high fiber, exercise. I'm going to put increased liberides to 4 pills. I will be given nystatin switch and swallow. Detailed discussion was done. Patient was explained in detail all the side effects of the medications and to follow up as needed. Hemoglobin A1C was done, which was 7.3. The next patient is Sherry Van Brocklin, SHERRIVANBROCKLIN, seen on 18th of January with concerns of having slight pain in the axillary and inguinal area and sitting her nuts. Her lymph nodes seems to be getting a little bit tender. She does have history of brain tumor in the past and leukocytosis for which she has been seeing a hemonc. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed. On examination, she's alert, oriented, not in distress. Head is normocephalic, no temporal tenderness, no neck rigidity, eyes, ears, no throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thymogaly, no keratopoie, no lymphoid, no patty, lungs are clear to auscultate, no ears, no ronchi, no crackles, good inventory, serious as soon as to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen is soft, non-tender pulse on the positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal, assessment and plan number 1. A slight tenderness in the axillary and inguinal lymph node area. Number 2 is history of brain tumors. Number 3 is leukocytosis. I will order MRI of the brain because of the history of brain tumor in the past. A complete physical blood work will be ordered and I'm going to refer to a rheumatologist. The patient needs to stay on a good healthy diet, exercise, and follow up as needed. Next patient is Audrey Murray, AUDREYMURRAY, seen on 18th of January with concerns of having diarrhea. And sometimes it gets better, sometimes it gets worse. And this has been going on since she had her gallstone removed. On examination, her vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thymogaly, no keratopoie. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no ears, no ronchi, no crackles, good inventory, serious as soon as to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen is soft, slightly tender, which is generalized tenderness, pulse on positive, no extremity, extremities, no edema. Calf tenderness assessment and plan number 1. Diarrhea, which is off and on, she will questionable IBS. Number 2 is GERD. Number 3 is gallstone. Number 4 is hypertension. The patient was again emphasized on colonoscopy, which she had in the past. Going to do ultrasound abdomen and pelvis. She will continue using her lefsin, which was given before side effects were explained to her. Next patient is Michelle, M-I-C-H. Sorry, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, seen on 18th of January for a follow-up on PE, and now he's off of Coumadin. He's still continuing to use Coumadin. On examination, his vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic. nose, throat, normal lungs, are clear to ask, create no wheeze, no bronchitis, clear sinus to audible abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, assessment and plan number 1. Follow up on P, a CT scan will be repeated for a follow up. PTINR was done, Coumadin adjusted. We discussed regarding the use of Coumadin after 6 months, and patient will be following with the hemonc vascular. Everything was explained to her in him in detail. Next patient is Barbara Smith, BARBARA, SMITH, seen on 18th of January with complaints of having cough and chest condition. On examination, she is fatigued, lethargic, blood pressure is elevated, it is normal, cephalic, nose, throat, normal, lungs are clear to auscultate, no weak, no bronchi, serious SNS, two audible abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, assessment and plan number 1, cough, number 2, status post bronchitis, she is feeling a little bit better, I will continue her on antibiotic and cough syrup. And this, number 3 is status post ear to valve surgery. Patient is clinically improving. She will follow up with cardiologist. Next patient is Penelope, Butter, Butter, seen on 18th of January for a follow up on complete physical examination, and she needs all her shots and vaccinations. On examination, she's very nervous and anxious. Her blood pressure is also elevated, 140 by 90. Respiratory rate is 230, pulse is regular, head is pneumocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid bleed. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No wheeze, no bronchi, no crackles, good eventy, serious SNS, two audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD, abdomen is soft, non tender, balls are positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal, assessment and plan number 1, anxiety, hypertension, arthritis, epilepidemia, detailed discussion was done, patients to continue using all her medications as usual, watch her diet. She needs to stay on good, healthy diet, exercise, and follow up as needed. She was given pneumovax and diphtheria toxin. Bone density scan and echocardiogram was ordered. The patient will continue using all her medications and follow up as needed. Next patient is Sharon SHARONTOPIG, seen on 18th of January for a follow up on diabetes, and she had a fall at home with pain in her right knee. Complete review of system and past medical history, medication reviewed on examination. She is alert, oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, no throat, normal, no tonsils and lash, no thyromegaly, no carotid bleed, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchi, serious SNS, to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, right knee was examined, slightly swollen with blood assessment and plan number 1, diabetes, number 2, status will fall at home without any major problems, number 3 is right knee pain, number 4 is nicotine addiction. Detailed discussion was done at this point. Patient will continue using an ASAP non-steroidal as needed and follow up as needed. Next patient is Eunice Bobio, EUNICE BOBOIGE, seen on 18th of January, complained of having left shoulder pain, it's slightly swollen. She had a flu shot, and since then she thinks it might be a little swollen. Other than that, she's not having any problem. On examination, her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, nose, throat, normal, lungs are clear to auscultate, serious SNS, to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, her right shoulder was examined, and right and left were examined, left shoulder, below the shoulder there's a little bit of area which is slightly red, assessment and plan number 1, slight swelling in the left upper arm, the left shoulder pain. Questionable reaction to flu shot, but it's getting better. I would like the patient was explained to use eyes in follow-up as needed. Number two is diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Next patient is Elizabeth, ELIZABETH. Misher using MICHMERHUIZEN, seen on 18th of January as a new patient. She's 52-year-old white female with history of PE, hyperlipidemia, GERD, left shoulder pain, and history of basal cell carcinoma. On examination, complete review of systems and past medical history, medications reviewed and documented. On examination, Elliott oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, lung, tonsils, and large, non-carbonyl, and your carotid, the lungs are clear to auscultate. No reason of bronchitis, severe stress, and is to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, assessment, and plan. Number one, new patient to the service with history of PE, hyperlipidemia, GERD, and left shoulder pain, history of basal carcinoma. Going to refer to orthopedist and dermatologist. Complete physical blood work will be ordered. And patient was emphasized on importance of having a good healthy diet, exercise, and follow-up as needed. Next patient is Tamaria, T-A-M-A-R-I-A, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, seen on 18th of January for a follow-up on paperwork. She has some Blue Cross health forms that needs to be filled. On examination, she is alert oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, not throat normal, lungs are clear to auscultate. No reason or bronchitis, severe stress, and as to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, assessment and plan. Number one, diabetes. Number two is hypertension. Number three is hyperlipidemia. Number four is chronic lower extremity edema and COPD with sleep apnea. Detailed discussion was done. All of this paperwork was filled out. The patient was again emphasized on the importance of low salt, low fat, low carb diet, mild exercise, continuation of CPAP machine, and follow up as needed. Next patient is Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, seen on 18th of January for a follow up on burn on the left thigh, and that has been hurting a lot. Burning pain on the of the left thigh. She does have history of shingles, but this pain is getting worse. It's not getting better, and she doesn't remember having any rash. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She is a little bit anxious and very sensitive to touch on the left thigh. Her blood pressure is slightly elevated, 146/90, pulses regular, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyroid, no carotid, lungs are clear to auscultate, no reason or bronchitis, severe stress, and has to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, left thigh was examined. She is very sensitive to touch on the dorsum of the left thigh, but no vesicular or any rash, motor strength normal, no tenderness. Assessment and plan. Number one, left thigh burning pain. Number two is status post shingles. Number three is neuropathy. I'm going to do a left thigh MRI and refer her to neuro. She will continue using all her medications as usual and follow up as needed.